When there was only one Jedi left, Luke turned to Admiral Poitou.
I'm afraid your liaison hasn't arrived yet.
Poitou frowned and glanced over at Basil, who was watching the exchange with the lips of his huge muzzle curled into an expression that seemed caught halfway between eagerness and puzzlement.
Is there some reason the Jedi Wharf is unavailable?
Poitou asked.
My nephew says that Jedi Savatou holds him in high regard. Apparently he's quite resourceful.
That he is, Luke agreed. But I'm afraid something has come up that will prevent him from taking part in the battle.
Luke had barely uttered the words before a wave of disappointment rolled through the Force, and he knew without doubt that Basil had been eavesdropping on the exchange, despite the fact that his big ears had been turned toward the sides of his enormous head.
That's too bad,
Poitou said, offering his hand to Luke.
Perhaps I should allow you to go explain the situation. He seems quite disappointed, and we both have a lot to do.
Very true, Admiral.
Luke shook Poitou's hand.
I'll send Jedi Dorval to replace Jedi Wharf soon. May the Force be with you until we meet again.
You're the one who's going to need it, my friend,
Poitou replied.
All I have to do is sit in the command post and watch.
All the same, Luke said. You know how to contact Master Sebatine if the need arises.
Certainly,
Poitou said.
Just watch for Sith falling out of the sky.
Luke smiled, fully aware that the Admiral was only half-joking. Sabo was keeping the pressure on the Sith who had retreated into the temple, leading Izzel Waz and a small team of younger Jedi Knights on what she called the never-ending hunt.
A comlink will work too, Luke said.
He started toward the grimy Durasteel wall where Basil Wharf stood, at the same time drawing his comlink and opening a channel to Ben.
Is Jedi Dorvald still with you?
Affirmative, Ben replied. We just got the speeder locked down. But this is a rough neighborhood, so Doran is staying behind.
Good, Luke said. Bring Saha with you when you join me.
Affirmative, Ben said. See you soon.
As Ben signed off, Luke reached the wall where Basil stood waiting. The big Ramoan was standing next to a doorway which opened into a dark corridor that led out into the docking balcony. He looked dejected, his huge green shoulders sagging so far that his knuckles hung next to his knees.
Did I do something wrong, Master Skywalker?
He asked in his gravelly voice.
I just want to.
You did nothing wrong.
Luke reached up and placed a hand on one of Basil's huge biceps.
But I've received a message from the Solos. They're on their way here to see you.
Me?
Luke nodded.
Yes, they need you to do something for Amelia.
Basil's long ears went out sideways from his head.
For Amelia?
He asked.
What?
I was hoping you could tell me,
Luke replied.
They said they couldn't explain it over the holonet, but that you were the only one who could do it.
Basil's ears swung back flat against his head, and his big, bulbous eyes shifted away from Luke.
Basil,
Luke asked, putting some Durasteel in his voice.
What do they want?
The Ramoan spread his huge hands.
I don't know. How could I? They're not even here yet.
You have an idea,
Luke pressed.
What is it?
Basil let out a sigh that felt like a hot breeze against Luke's face.
It must have something to do with our secret.
Luke's heart rose into his throat.
Amelia's secret? He asked. How did you find...
The other secret, Master Skywalker,
Basil interrupted, shaking his big head from side to side.
Not her secret name.
You know her real name? Luke asked, stunned. How?
Basil's voice grew soft.
Master Skywalker, I can't tell you that right now.
Realizing that Basil was no longer looking at him, but over him toward the doorway, Luke scowled. He too could sense a trio of presences coming through the doorway behind him. And if Basil knew enough about Alana's secret to be that careful with it, he probably knew who Alana really was. Fighting to keep his alarm from bleeding into the Force, Luke pivoted around to see his son stepping into the hangar.
"Sorry to interrupt," Ben said, stepping aside to allow Saha Dorvald's lithe form through the door. "But I said we'd see you soon."
"No problem, son."
Luke nodded to Saha, but continued to watch the door.
"Is Vistara?"
"Right here, Master Skywalker,"
Vistara said. She entered the room, being careful to avoid looking in Basil's direction.
"I hope we didn't miss anything important."